Psychiatrists have no name for an obsession with the planet Mercury, nor is this low orange star beautiful as it shines just before dawn. But this next week, it's downright easy to find and to see. True, the great Copernicus supposedly never saw Mercury, but Copernicus lived in northern Europe, where Mercury is always much lower than it is here, and where the weather is crummy. Here, although it is always low, finding it is easy, at least right now. You do need to follow directions, like those that come with a new appliance. I'll read them to you, just the English version. Step 1. Find a place with an unobstructed view to the east. Step 2. The time is important. 6:45 in the morning is best. That's when you'll see the night's brightest star, Venus, low in the east, with much dimmer Mercury to its lower left. If you see any star below Venus, that's Mercury. Case closed. Mercury changes its brightness more than any other object in the known universe. It varies by 1,000-fold when it first emerges in the morning sky. The past few weeks, it's at its dimmest and impossible to see. But this week it's brightening every morning, and it's downright easy. I've saved the best for last. Mark next Saturday morning on your calendar. Go out then, early on February 6th, between 6:30 and 6:40 a.m. For that one time, the thin crescent moon will form a spectacular little triangle with dazzling Venus and little Mercury. Next Saturday, that's when to look. Perhaps Mercury's most interesting feature is its lack of any tilt, which is unique in the solar system. This keeps its polar craters and depressions in eternal darkness. That's why there's water ice on Mercury's poles. They have more ice than we do this winter. So you can snowboard on the same planet where the ground not far away out-sizzles a wood-burning stove. Yes, check out Mercury any morning this coming week. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.